The silence was further disturbed only by the pounding of my heart. Suddenly I felt a mild jolt. I realized the Nautilus had come to rest on the ocean floor. My alarm increased. The Canadian's signal hadn't reached me. I longed to rejoin Ned Land and urge him to postpone his attempt. I sensed that we were no longer navigating under normal conditions. Just then, the door to the main lounge opened and Captain Nemo appeared. He saw me, and without further preamble, "Ah, Professor," he said in an affable tone, "I've been looking for you. Do you know your Spanish history?" Even if he knew it by heart, a man in my disturbed, befuddled condition couldn't have quoted a syllable of his own country's history. "Well," Captain Nemo went on, "did you hear my question? Do you know the history of Spain?"
"Very little of it," I replied.
"The most learned men," the captain said, "still have much to learn. Have a seat," he added, "and I'll tell you about an unusual episode in this body of history." The captain stretched out on a couch, and I mechanically took a seat near him, but half in the shadows. "Professor," he said, "listen carefully. This piece of history concerns you in one definite respect, because it will answer a question you've no doubt been unable to resolve."
"I'm listening, Captain," I said, not knowing what my partner in this dialogue was driving at, and wondering if this incident related to our escape plans.